Praise the Lord. Good evening, and God bless you all. If you are just tuning in, you are listening to the Gospel Truth Broadcast. And we are so excited to be with you tonight, and we want to invite you to pray, to sing, and praise the Lord with us. So go ahead, grab your Bibles, pen and paper, open up your hearts and your minds to hear the Gospel Truth. And at this time, we're going to ask if Evangelist Sheila Hameen would lead us in our opening prayer.
Our mind on the Lord, let us pray. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we give you thanks and we bless your holy name. Oh, blessed Savior, we come before you, Lord, and we humble ourselves. We ask for mercy, oh God. We ask, Lord, that you will search our hearts while we're praying, Lord. Touch, Lord, heal and deliver. Do wonders, oh my God. We ask you to stop by for just a little while, Lord, and make your holy visitation. Oh, God, send a blessing upon us while we're going forth in this broadcast. Take control, Lord Jesus, and have your way. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we ask that you will send forth your word tonight and let your word reach every heart. Let your word bring comfort and consolation. Let it bring encouragement and strength. In the name of Jesus, we are ever looking unto you, and we are depending on you, Lord. We need divine intervention, Lord. We need you to help us down here. Oh, my God, the enemy has risen up against us, Lord, and we need you to fight our battles. We need you, oh, God, to go ahead of us and prepare the way for us, Lord. In the name of Jesus, keep us covered under your blood, Lord, and protect us from the enemy that seeks to get at us on all sides. Lord God, tear down strongholds. Lord, destroy the yoke of bondage. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we pray right now for those who are on the prayer list, God, and asking that you will have mercy. Oh, Lord, be merciful and heal, Lord. Save, deliver in the name of Jesus. Do wonders in the midst of your people, oh, God, and let your glory be revealed in the name of Jesus. Lord, we're just down here waiting on you, but we can do nothing without you, oh, God. You are the author and the finisher of our faith. And we are ever looking to you, Lord. We can't do anything without you, oh, Lord. But with you, my God, all things are possible. Help us, Lord, to believe you. Help us, oh, God, to take you at your word. Help us to trust in you, Lord Jesus. And we ask that you will move for us, Lord, and let your will be done. Oh, my God, bless your people everywhere, all around the world. And we pray for those, oh, God, who are out there struggling, Lord, who have no food, no shelter. Lord, we pray for them that you will provide the things that they need, oh, God. And we are praying for those, Lord, who are stricken with diseases, the virus, Lord God, the sicknesses and the ailments. All the infirmities, oh, God, we pray right now that you will touch, that you will make everyone whole, that you will bless them right now, Lord, and raise them up in the name of Jesus. We believe you, my God, that we're taking you at your word. Lord, have your way and bless this ministry, oh, God. Bless this broadcast. Let it be prosperous. Lord, let it bring glory and honor to your name. And let everyone who tunes into this broadcast receive a special blessing in the name of Jesus. We receive it, Lord, and we count it done, and we thank you for it. We praise you, oh God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. We thank you for your goodness toward us. Thank you for blessing us, Lord. Thank you for everything you've done, my God, and for what you're about to do. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord, for what you're doing even now while we're praying this prayer. Oh, Lord, thank you.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank God for that beautiful scripture being read by Sister Cheryl Edmond. And we just want to thank you all again for tuning into the Gospel Truth broadcast with Evangelist Maybelle Edmond. You may tune in every Tuesday and Sunday evening at 7 o'clock p.m. The dial-in number is 701-802-5175. And the access code is 584-7681. You may also listen online at blogtalkradio.com/graceradio5, and 5 is FIVE. And we also want to acknowledge Evangelist Sheila Hameen, who hosts the Pastor Sheila Hameen Show with co-host Evangelist Maybelle Edmond on Friday nights at 7 o'clock p.m. and Sunday afternoons at 3:30 p.m. The dial-in number is 319-527-6763. You may also tune in online at www.blogtalkradio.com/ My King's Service, Title One School, and one is O-N-E. And on our prayer list, we want to remember Titus Edmond Sr. in a special way. He is currently in the hospital with COVID. That is Evangelist Maybelle Edmond's father. And we want to pray for the bereaved Edmond family. He lost his wife. And we want to continue to pray for Henry Edmond, who is battling COVID. We want to pray for Chris Lane, Demary Edmond, the bereaved McFadden family, for Michael Carr, for Brother Seti Lawhorn, for Larry Denson, the Deacon and Sister Gatewood, who lost their grandchild, Maria McBride, Robin Manfay, who was diagnosed with terminal cancer, Steve Allen Sr., who's also battling cancer, Tawana Hill, Missionary Lisa Johnson, Sister Adele, Mother Marshall and family, Charles Morris, Evangelist Cynthia Edmond, the Anderson family, Steve from Upper Darby, Deborah and her daughter, Carlton for deliverance, Miss Sissy, Patrick Miller, Jonathan West, DeMarcus West, and all those who are currently requesting prayer. And those are all of the announcements that I have at this time. And we're going to go ahead and ask Missionary Rose Mack
if she would give us a selection, and then afterwards the broadcast will be into the hands of Evangelist Sheila Hameen.
I feel your spirit all over me. I feel your spirit all over me. It's in my hands, in my soul, down in my feet. I feel your spirit all over me. I feel your spirit all over me. I feel your spirit all over me. It's in my hands, in my soul, down in my feet. I feel your spirit all over me. It's moving. It's moving down in my soul. I feel your presence all over me. I feel your presence all over me. It's in my hands, in my soul, down in my feet. I feel your presence all over me. I feel your presence all over me. I feel your presence all over me. It's moving. It's moving down in my soul. I feel your anointing all over me. I feel your anointing all over me. It's in my hands, in my soul, down in my feet. I feel your anointing all over me. It's moving. It's moving down in my soul. I feel your glory all over me. I feel your glory all over me. It's in my hands,
well,
in my soul, down in my feet. I feel your glory all over me. It's moving. Oh, yeah, it's moving down in my soul.
Yeah, Lord. Thank you.
Amen.
Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Yes, I feel your spirit moving.
Yes, yes, thank you, Lord.
Glory,
yes,
to God.
Glory to God.
Put on the praise.
Thank you, Jesus.
All
thank
over
you.
Me.
Yes, Lord.
You know, when the
thank
Spirit
you,
of God is all over us, he keeps
yes,
us alive.
Lord. Thank
oh, glory
you.
Be to God.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you,
Jesus.
Thank you,
Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Yes, Lord, Jesus. Thank you.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you,
Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hear it of the Lord moving down in your soul.
Jesus.
Oh,
yes,
glory to God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you.
Yes,
I enjoyed that selection. And while she was singing, I was praising the Lord right along with her. Singing
me too.
And giving God praise, because surely God is good. And
yes,
that
good.
Yes. From the Lord, it can come from nowhere else. No one else can compare. Amen. Nothing can compare to the Spirit of God, to that touch that the Lord gives. Oh, glory to God. I feel excited down in my soul. I just thank the Lord for the Gospel Truth broadcast. I thank God for all of you who have tuned in. And I believe God has a special blessing lined up for every one of us tonight. And all we have to do is just receive what the Lord has for us. Amen.
Yes.
Praise God. And I'm not going to prolong the time, but I'm just grateful. I honored the Lord and I bless him because he has kept us and brought us down to another Tuesday. Amen. Another day that we can give praise to his name, that we can give glory and honor to his name. And I thank God also for the opening scripture that was read, a beautiful passage of scripture. Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly. Don't let people who don't know God try to counsel you and tell you how to do this or how to do that. Amen. Yes. Praise the Lord. But listen for the voice of the Lord and prepare to hear what God has to say. When the word of God comes forth, give your undivided attention. And I believe God will surely speak to you tonight. Amen. So let us prepare to receive God's word and put aside everything that could distract you, anything that just popped up, just put that aside. If you got to put something in the closet, put that in there and close the door. Lord, glory to God. And just come on back and listen to the voice of the Lord.
Amen.
And go back later and take whatever it is out the closet. Amen. Glory to God. But the word of God is so important, and you don't want to miss it. You don't want to miss what God has for you. Because too many times when God is about to move or when he's about to bless you, something will pop up, a distraction will come up and cause you to lose your focus. And before you know it, you have missed what the Lord was trying to say to you.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. But we need that word from the Lord, and we surely don't want to miss it. So at this time, we're going to turn the broadcast into the hands of Evangelist Maybelle Edmond. God bless Evangelist May.
Glory to God. Praise the Lord. I thank the Lord for this broadcast, and I thank the Lord for the program thus far. I tell you, it makes me ready to go forth in the Lord and send up the praises of the God, talking about the Spirit of God. Glory to God.
Jesus Christ.
Eternal God and our Father, we come before you. We thank you for this day. We thank you for all things. We pray that you will have your ways in your word. Send thine anointing. Bless this message, and we will give thy name the praise. Help somebody to give their life to you, Lord. In the name of Jesus, encourage, heal, strengthen, and forgive. In Jesus' name I pray. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen. Praise the Lord, I tell you. That song stirred me up. That song coming to his sister Matt. Let us go quickly to the word of God. I don't intend to be before you that long, but let's go to St. John, the 7th chapter, and verse 37. And it reads, in the last day, that great day of the feast, Jesus stood and cried, saying, if any man thirst, let him come unto me and drink. He that believeth on me, as the scripture has said, out of his belly shall flow rivers of living water. But this spake he of the Spirit, which they that believe on him should receive. For the Holy Ghost was not yet given, because that Jesus was not yet glorified. Many of the people, therefore, when they heard this saying, is the prophet. Praise the Lord. We're going to stop right there. We thank God for the reading of his word. Glory to God. I'm telling you, God's Spirit, do you have his Spirit living in you? And if you do, he will cause you to get up and praise God some kind of way. You're going to give God some kind of praise, some kind of glory. You're going to lift up your voice unto God if his Spirit is in you. Glory to God. You might say, well, I'm not going to say nothing tonight. I'm not going to sing a song tonight. I'm just going to sit here. But when the Lord starts moving on you, oh, my God, the Lord will quicken your mortal body. He'll make you come alive. It'll cause you to get up and give God some praise. It'll cause you to get up and holler out. Glory to God, I'm reminded of our late Bishop Holt, how that he began his ministry. I believe he was called into the ministry, and his pastor was given him a trial sermon, and he told the people not to say a word. Glory to God. But he began to preach, and he preached so unto a woman. She couldn't hold it. She hollered out, glory to God. And that's what the Spirit of God will do.
Amen.
It'll cause you to holler out. It'll cause you to shout. Hallelujah. You might be on your job. You might be in your car. You might be in your home. But the Holy Ghost, that Spirit of God, that quickening Spirit will cause you to get up and give God some kind of praise. Thank you, Jesus. It'll cause you to tell somebody about what God has done for you, the miracle he worked in your life. It'll cause you to be a witness unto the Lord. The Bible said that these signs shall follow them that believe. In my name, they shall cast out devils. They shall lay hands on the sick. Hallelujah. And they shall recover.
Yes.
They shall speak with new tongues.
Yes.
That's what the Holy Ghost, the Spirit of God, will do for you.
Yes.
He'll make you come alive.
Yes.
Where you were sitting around all dead and dry. But the Holy Ghost, God's Spirit, will stop alive and quicken you. He'll pick you up off your seat. You'll say, I'm not moving tonight. But if he's down on the inside, you'll find yourself getting up, praising God, clapping your hands, and giving thanks unto the God of our salvation. He's worthy tonight. My God is worthy of every praise. Doesn't matter what's going on in your life. Doesn't matter what happened. Hallelujah. Things may be going wrong. Seems like things is just coming upon you. But we can still praise God. The Bible says, well, we know that all things work together for the good of them that love God, to them who are the called according to his purpose. We have been called according to God's purpose. Hallelujah. No matter what we're going through, sickness, tests, trials, bereavement, God knows all about it. And he knows how to deliver the godly out of the temptation. God will make a way. He will help us. Hallelujah. The Bible says, likewise, the Spirit also help in our infirmities, for we know not what we should pray for as we ought, but the Spirit itself make an intercession for us with groanings which cannot be uttered. Sometimes we pray, we don't know what to pray for, but we continue to pray in the Spirit. The Lord will take control. He will quicken us and speak through us. Hallelujah. And the Spirit of God will help our infirmity, that affliction, that burden that you may be carrying. The Spirit of God will help it.
Yes.
Glory to God. He will lift that heavy burden. He'll give you strength.
Yes.
But the Spirit itself, make it the intercession. It's not us, but it's the Spirit of God that maketh the intercession. That's what I love about the Lord, because the Spirit itself is the one that makes the intercession. He'll make everything all right.
Yes.
He'll
yes.
bring us out all right.
Yes.
Hallelujah. I heard the word of God, when it's not thyself, because of evildoers, neither be thou envious against the workers of iniquity, for they shall soon be cut down like a spike of grass and wither as the green herb, just like the grass grow up one day. Hallelujah. You take the lawnmower and mow it down. don't have to worry about what the devil is doing and saying, how he's cutting up, how he's acting out. Hallelujah. The Bible says, don't fret yourself. Fret not thyself because of evildoers. Neither be thou envious against the workings of iniquity. You don't have to be envious against the workers
Amen.
Of iniquity. They're doing iniquity.
Yes.
And we trying to do what's right. We don't have to be afraid of them. Hallelujah. If God's spirit is in us, he will take us through whatever we are going through.
Amen.
Bible said they shall soon be cut down like the grass and with as the green earth. But then he said, trust in the Lord and do good. Don't you do evil, but you do good. You trust in the Lord. Hallelujah. And so shalt thou dwell in the land, and verily thou shalt be fed. The Lord will let you dwell in the land, and surely you will be the Lord, and he shall give thee the desires of thy heart. We got to delight ourselves in what we're doing for the Lord. I don't care if it's singing, if it's preaching, if it's praying, if it's working for the Lord, if it's witnessing. Glory to God. If it's praying, delight yourself in it. Glory to God. And he shall give thee the desires of thine heart. Whatever is in your heart that you desire, that you would like to have, God will give it to you. He will make a way. Hallelujah. He said, commit thy way unto the Lord. Trust also in him, and he shall bring it to pass. It's sealed with God's seal. Said he shall bring it to pass. It's not maybe. It's not might, but he shall bring it to pass. And he shall bring forth thy righteousness as the light and thy judgment. He said, rest in the Lord and wait patiently for him. Fret not thyself because of him who prospereth in the way, because of the man who bringeth wicked devices to pass. Cease from anger. Stop being angry. Forsake wrath. Fret not thyself in any wise to do evil. You know why? Because evildoers shall be cut off. But those that wait upon the Lord shall inherit the earth. For yet a little while, and the wicked shall not be. Yea, thou shalt diligently consider his place, and it shall not be. But the meek shall inherit the earth and shall delight themselves in the abundance of peace. The wicked plotteth against the just. Oh, yes, he does. He plotted against the people of God, those the righteous ones.
Yes.
Oh, I'm a witness. The wicked plotteth against the just and gnashes upon him with his teeth. The Lord shall laugh at him, for he seeth that his day is coming. The wicked have drawn at the sword and have bent their bow to cast down the poor and needy and to slay such as be of upright conversation. Praise the Lord. The Bible says, the Lord knoweth the days of the upright, and their inheritance shall be forever.
Yes.
So we don't have to fret ourselves because of evildoers. We have God's spirit in us. God will help our infirmity. He will take us through whatever we must go through. But we must trust in the Lord and do good. We must continue to look to him and take him at his word. For his word is true. And he cannot lie, and he cannot fail.
Amen.
Glory to God, I just thank God for his word on the night. But the Bible says in Romans 8 and 11, but if the spirit of him that raised up Jesus from the dead
yes.
dwell in you, he that raised up Christ from the dead shall also quicken your mortal bodies. God quickened Jesus, and he got up from the ground. And the same God will quicken your mortal bodies by his spirit that dwelleth in you. Therefore, brethren, we are debtors not to the flesh, to live after the flesh. For if ye live after the flesh, ye shall die. But if ye through the spirit do mortify the deeds of the body, ye shall live. For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. Glory to God, I tell you. This word of God is right all by itself. Hallelujah. We don't have to say another word. God's word is right. It's going to forever stand. In the day of judgment, God's word is going to stand. The Bible says in verse 16, the Spirit itself bear witness. Now listen to this. The Spirit itself that we are the children of God. God does not leave himself without a witness. He will prove himself every time. And I just thank God for his word on tonight. Praise the Lord. We hope somebody is encouraged through the word of God. We know that God will do just what he said he would do. We don't have to doubt that because God will do it. And if anybody out there would like to have God's spirit living in them, all you have to do is take God at his word, believe his word that was preached on tonight, and receive it into your heart. The Bible says, and ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. Well, this is the truth tonight, and you can receive God's spirit in you. If you don't know him, you should get to know him. Praise the Lord. As we go to God in prayer, thank the Lord. We thank God. We want to look to the Lord tonight. We know God can do everything. There are so many tests and trials, so many things that the people down here are going through, and that includes God's people. We are going through so much, so many tests and trials down here, but we do know that God is able to take us through. Amen. And if there's anybody that want to receive God's spirit in them, God can do it for you. If you want to be healed, delivered, strengthened, forgiven, or whatever, God can do it tonight. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we come before you in the name of Jesus. We thank you for your word. Oh, my God, we pray that you touch and bless tonight. Look on the souls of men, those that are heavy laden with sin. We pray that you have mercy on them, that you will touch them, oh, Lord. Touch their hearts, oh, Lord. Help them to break up their hearts unto you, Lord. Let them realize that you love them, oh, Lord, and you're allowing them another chance that they might receive your spirit into their heart. Touch them right now, oh, Lord. Help them, oh, Lord, to humble themselves under the mighty hand of God and believe on you as the scripture has said. Touch them, oh, Lord. Help them to seek your face and turn from their way. Help them to call upon your name. You said, for whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. We believe you today. Oh, my God, we're beseeching you tonight, oh, Lord, that you will save the unsaved, that you will heal them that are sick and deliver them that are bad. Forgive sins, blot out of transgressions in the name of Jesus. Deliver the souls of men out of the hospitals. Have mercy on them, oh, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Oh, my God, we know you're a deliverer. We know you are a healer. You know how to heal, oh, Lord. You know what to do, oh, Lord. We're coming to you, Lord, in the name of Jesus, asking for mercy, oh, Lord. Have mercy tonight, oh, Lord. Touch him in a special way, oh, Lord. Look on my dad, oh, Lord. Touch him, oh, Lord. We know you're able to raise him up, oh, Lord. You're able to forgive him of his sins. You're able to deliver him. God, you raised the dead man. You can raise him, Lord. Jesus, have mercy tonight, O Lord. Save to the uttermost, O Lord. Deliver, Lord. Jesus, breath in his body. Put more breath in his body. Move all infection. In the name of Jesus, Jesus, give him an appetite. Hallelujah, Lord. In the name of Jesus, I know you can do it, O Lord. You can work a miracle. In the name of Jesus, oh my God, work a miracle before the doctors and the nurses. In the name of Jesus, that thy name may be glorified. In the name of Jesus, prove yourself. Hallelujah. We know you're able. We know you got the power. We know thou art a deliverer. We are witnesses. In the name of Jesus, oh my God, we believe you tonight. Oh, my God, we pray that you look on the Marie family. Have mercy, oh, Lord. Look on Miss Mary's family. Touch them, oh, Lord Jesus. Lift the burdens of their heart. Save to the uttermost, oh, Lord. In the name of Jesus, forgive sins, oh, Lord. Help them to turn from their way and give their life to you, Lord. In the name of Jesus, have mercy today, Lord. Have mercy. Oh, my God, I know you're able. We're depending on you. We're waiting on you, Lord. In the name of Jesus, Jesus, look on all of the names that is on the prayer list. Look on every soul, every mind. Touch, Lord. Heal, save, forgive, deliver. Strengthen, oh, Lord. Encourage, Lord. In the name of Jesus, help us, oh, Lord. We know you're able, and we are dependent on you. We are looking to you, the author and the finisher of our faith. Now, Lord, we thank you right now, Lord. We thank you, Lord. Thank you for your word. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you,
Jesus. We believe your word.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
We don't have to fret over what the enemy is doing, but we are striving to do what is right. We are striving to walk upright before the Lord. And it doesn't pay to fret over that. It doesn't pay to be envious over what an evildoer is doing. Mm-hmm. Their day is coming. And we don't want to follow down that path. But let us look to the Lord. Let us trust in the Lord. I truly enjoyed this message on tonight. And I pray that you have gained something from the Word of God that you can apply to your life and live by daily. Praise the Lord. And I encourage you to just think on that word and focus on the word of God. Focus on doing what God wants you to do. Oh, praise the Lord. So if you hunger and you thirst, just come to Jesus. Mm-hmm. Some people are seeking answers everywhere. They're going here and there, to and fro, but they cannot find that what it takes to fill that void that they have. Only Jesus can fill that void. Amen. Praise the Lord. I enjoyed the word of God, and at this time we're going to give way for remarks from Khadijah and also any other clergy who might be on the line. You are welcome to have remarks at this time. God bless.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank God for the word of God coming through. Evangelist Maybell, and I heard her ask a question, do you have his spirit living in you? And she said, if God's spirit is dwelling in you, you know, sometimes we might say, well, you know, I'm not going to say anything or I'm not going to do anything, but he will. He'll make you holler out. And after missionary Mac began to sing that song, I feel his spirit all over me. I felt the joy of the Lord down in my soul. And I put the phone on mute. I took off my heavy boots, and I just began to give God praise right there in the kitchen. I started dancing because I felt such joy. And it'll happen sometime if his spirit is living in there, that same spirit that raised Jesus up from the dead. That's the spirit that quickens us. I mean, if it raised Jesus from the raised somebody from the dead, that kind of spirit dwelling in us, yeah, we're gonna move sometime. Sometimes we're gonna do something. If that the same spirit, if it's the same spirit. But I really enjoy the word of God. I enjoy this entire broadcast. I just want to take advantage, maybe I'll keep on preaching the word of God. We're praying for you and your dad and your family.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen. Anyone else? Praise the Lord. If not, again, we truly thank God for that beautiful message. And she really brought that out in such a beautiful way. Spirit of God, and I truly enjoyed this entire broadcast, enjoyed the song, the prayer. I just enjoyed the whole broadcast. My soul was blessed. So I encourage you, Evangelist May, continue to preach the word of God, and also, as was stated, we are praying for you and for your dad and family.
This
broadcast is back into the hands of Evangelist May.
Praise the Lord. Thank the Lord for the remarks coming through our evangelists, our doctors. Thank the Lord. Amen.
Yeah.
We thank the Lord for this broadcast. Thank the Lord for Sister Mac, Sister Cheryl. I enjoyed the scripture reading that Sister Cheryl read.
Yes.
I enjoyed the song that Sister Mac sang. I tell you, that was a right on-time song. It picked us up.
Yeah,
that's what the Lord will do. He'll pick you up. And I just want to give witness, somebody has been listening to the broadcast, and they gave witness to it. And they said, I heard you praying. I've been listening to you. I've been hearing you praying. They said they've been catching us, Evangelist Amin, on your Prayer Works ministry. They've been listening on the afternoon, Sunday afternoons, broadcast.
All right.
And well, they gave witness that I've been listening. I've been hearing you praying. Thank the Lord.
Thank the Lord.
That means somebody else is listening. They may not take you, but they listening too.
Yeah.
So we thank the Lord. Anybody, whoever want to listen, feel free to listen. Thank the Lord. So we just thank the Lord for this broadcast. We're not going to prolong the time or hold you up, but I want to say to you all that is on the line, continue praying for us and for one another. And we'll just look to the Lord. Whatever his will is, that's what we will accept. So keep us in your prayer.
Yeah.
And we will do the same likewise. Yeah. And we look forward to being back again on Sunday night, the Lord's will. Is there anything else before we go? Dennis, I mean?
Nothing further at this time.
Okay, then it's Khadijah.
Not at this time, thank you.
Okay, Sister Mac, would you like to have something?
I just want to say God bless you to Evanish Hameen and Evanish Khadijah. God bless y'all.
God bless you. God bless.
I don't know if Sister Cheryl is still on. Maybe she might like to have something to say if she's still on the line.
I just want to say thank God for the word.
Thank the Lord. Amen. Ain't no harm done giving God some glory and praise. That's what we need to do more. Thank you, Jesus.
Yes.
Praise the Lord. So I don't know if Evangelist Cynthia is on, but if she's on, she can have words too. One thing about it, I'll tell you one thing, a preacher is never for loss of words.
All right.
You give them an inch, they might take a yard. they might say they ain't got nothing to say. Oh, Lord. Like I said, Spirit of God, move on. There's no one can come upon them. They might preach another sermon.
Amen.
That's right. You know what? We got to stop acting like we've said about doing God's will. We got to rejoice in the will of God. Be glad about what we're doing for the Lord. That's what the scripture was saying. Telling us to delight ourselves in the Lord. Be glad about what you're doing for the Lord. I remember the late general overseer. He used to call the young people up to sing, and they would come up, and they'd be dragging their feet and coming up all slow. He'd stop them. Go sit down.
He sure would. Amen.
Because they act like they didn't want to sing. They didn't want to do nothing for the Lord, so he told them, go sit down. So we got to delight ourselves in the Lord. We shouldn't be being like that. We know better than that. So we thank the Lord. We're going to continue to give his name the praise. And the glory and honor shall be his. It is his. So we just keep blessing the Lord and giving his name praise for what he has already done. If he never does anything else, if he saved you, that's something you can continue to praise God for. So I sound like I done got started up again. I'm coming in.
All right. That's all right. I can preach you.
Amen. It's getting better and better. It's better down here. It's better down here than it was when I was up there, home. Maybe I need to get out some more.
All right now.
Mm-hmm.
So I thank the Lord anyway. May heaven smile upon you. May God bless you and keep you till Sunday, Lord's will. This brings the broadcast to a close, and we say good night.
Good night.